and Jeff Lawson. He joins us. G'day, Henry.
Good morning, Michael. Morning, Terence. Well, it's not all that good. Not a good morning to be playing cricket in Sydney, that's for sure.
No.
No, a lot of rain there, mate. But we're looking with interest, aren't we, at some of the scores going around. And Smithy back in form, got some runs.
Yeah, hit him pretty well on day one. He's been working very hard. He's going lots of time in the nets, extra sessions, hitting literally hundreds of balls and looking pretty good, Nick, on day one at Erskine Oval. On a wicket that gave the bowls a little bit of activity. So that's one good promising sign for the Australian batting.
Absolutely. He had a little bit of a back issue, nothing serious, not going to stop him from doing anything?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Just a little bit of a tweak, but he certainly okay. hasn't been getting any physio treatment for it. So, yeah, just move on for that one.
Okay, well, that's okay. Just double-checking, mate, double-checking. Peter Neville, recent innings, 20 and 32. How's he looking?
Oh, look, he's looked really good with the bat. He got a pretty poor decision in Adelaide and on a wicket okay. that really did favour the bowlers. It was a tough 20. He got a good 30-odd battle it out, did the hard work in the first innings here at Hurstville and then got out to the second new ball under very overcast. So, pretty good delivery from Jai Richardson, but he battled hard. He looked very solid with the bat. He's got a couple of good deliveries, so
yeah.
Look, he's looking as good as any of the batsmen, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, and
okay, that's good.
I mean, I think he should get the gloves for that first Test match.
Yeah, look, the comments flying around from a lot of people very interesting. A couple of former ex-Test players, one captain saying, "Oh, look, it was a mystery when he got dropped. We don't understand that, but we want to stick with the current guy." If you want,
oh, yeah.
excuse me. You know, yeah. that's a fascinating comment. If you want the best player, and then we keep talking about now that number six batting spot, well, who are you going to? You need someone at number seven who's going to make some runs. And, you know, to be quite honest right now, you're going to pick Peter Neville in front of anyone else at number seven who hold the gloves. Who's keeping it, obviously. And admittedly, everyone admits it's the best. So.
Yeah. It was Michael Clarke making those comments on Wide World of Sports on the weekend. So Matthew Wade, yeah, his last four digs.
Mike Hussey said the same thing. In okay. a comment during the week. So two pretty senior cricketers, both in almost sure. identical comments. I'm sure Michael was actually read, and Michael Clarke read Michael Hussey's and repeated it, but, you know, it's quite confusing stuff, to be honest.
Well, Matthew Wade's missed out so far with the bat in all the innings, 1, 6, 9 and 17. So, you know, that doesn't always tell the full story, but your currency's runs at the moment, Henry.
Oh, it certainly is, and that first round of Shield didn't throw up too many obvious selections, did it?
No.
You know, we've had a first round, for the most part, dominated by bowling, and the second round has gone a bit the same way, early season pitches, and runs have been hard to come by.
And Daniel Hughes, mate, do you think he's a chance at this number six position?
Well, he's certainly playing quite well, and the half century he got in Adelaide was once again, you know, really bowler friendly conditions there. But so I think Daniel Hughes has the talent to play for Australia. But the person who's had the form last year was Curtis Patterson that everyone seems to forget about. Now he
yes.
you know, averaged in the 50s last year and looked as good as anybody. And this year we just said round one, no one really got any runs. They usually say very 50. But, you know, I've just seen both of them bat a lot. And if I was going to pick one in front of the other, I'd be picking Curtis Patterson. But Uzi's certainly improving with every innings and looking to be a much better player. He opened the batting in the JLT Cup in white ball, and now he's number six. So he's got to change his role around quite a bit. So,
yes.
Is he a number six? Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
I guess he's showing he's versatile.
I can tell you a bloke who fell off the radar is this Cam Bancroft, who everybody really liked and got a gig, lost it, and then just he hasn't been able to make runs, but you're seeing him in action at the moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's an opener. He's a pure opener. He's never batted down the
okay.
order. So I guess he's got to compete for that spot. He's a very solid player. He's not extravagant. He occupies the crease. That's his currency. And the Australian selector's philosophy about being aggressive. Well, I'm not sure if that's the right philosophy, but he doesn't quite suit that mould. But, you know, he is one young player who the course of this season has a chance to get some more runs on the board. And, let's face it, guys, there's a couple of positions open. If you can make runs, wherever you're batting, whatever number you're at, you're a bit of a chance.
Yeah.
And repeating that news too, that it was Glenn Maxwell made 60 for the Vics as well. So batting at number three. Talking to a lot of our Pommy mates around here for the Cup Carnival, Henry. I mean, we sort of concede that they've got issues in their top six. We've got issues in our top six, but they do concede that our bowling lineup looks very schmick, and it just happens to be your New South Wales bowling lineup.
Yeah, and they're all just coming to the boil nicely. Obviously, Josh Hazlewood back into first class cricket yesterday and looked dynamic. You know, he's been building up very gradually under the careful guise of Michael Mayne, S&C, and Dan Redknapp, the physio. He's just been building beautifully to get into that sort of style. So he whipped out a few quick wickets yesterday, which was just quite nice. That Cummins is just getting better with every run, and Mitchell Starc's looking pretty dynamic. So all looking good. Nathan Lyons played here yesterday too.
Yeah, good.
And, mate, the Ed Cowan omission, I suppose, was a controversial one. He certainly came out and said that himself. We said that. But you had Cam White, you had Klinger in Perth.
I thought Klinger missing out. I mean, yeah, I mean, as a general point, can we pick the people who are in the best form? That's the general point.
Okay, okay. So you, yeah, so yeah, yeah, okay.
And I mean, that is a general point without, you know, having a look at
okay.
We're looking for a number six with some experience, and
yeah,
we want teenagers, do we? I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, on the strength of what Ed did last year, it was a harsh omission.
Oh, I think it was always going to be a pretty close election. When you've got someone like Daniel Hughes in pretty good white ball form, that's what makes it confusing. Slate that say Hughes is opening the batting in white ball and doing very well. And then we've got first class cricket, and Nick Madden's an opening white ball and did brilliantly. And it makes it a tough ask when we go to longer form cricket, though.
Yeah.
And New South Wales always get seven very good batsmen to pick from, and unfortunately Ed missed out.
Yeah.
It is hard when you start picking people on potential over just hard runs. What do you make of Jake Lehman, mate? Could he be a bolter? 100 on the weekend. He averages over 41 in first-class tests in first-class cricket.
Yeah, I mean, he's a particular style. It's very aggressive. It certainly worked last year at Adelaide Oval because they pitched in everything. It's a bit like the Michael Slater tactics. You got to get the bowlers before they get you, and you got to play a few shots. and that worked for him last year. Look, mate, if he gets 100 in the second dig, well, he'll be the middle order player in form in Australian cricket.
Yeah,
there.
That's right.
How he gets him, he gets me in a very cavalier fashion. But if he's the guy, if he makes another 100. I mean, it's pretty hard to leave him out.
It's going to be interesting to see what unfolds. Unfortunately, we've had a look at the radar. That big storm that's hitting Sydney currently looks pretty damaging. You might not get on today, Henry, but we do thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure, gentlemen.
There he goes. Jeff Henry Lawson, fast bowling coach for New South
Wales.
Yes,
New South Wales made 270, and it's full for 102 Western Australia.